Oh my God, welcome back. It has been a minute. So, for those of you that maybe haven't been following my journey or haven't been on Instagram, I have been in a void. I have been in the darkness, in the depths, in the deep self-exploration of really figuring some stuff out in my life, in my personal life, my business life, all of it. And just really trying to figure out, firstly, who the fuck I am, because I lost myself in all of the noise on social media. And then secondly, like what I'm here to do and who I'm here to serve and how I want to serve them. And so this past few weeks has just been some deep inner work, some real, like the dirty, the unsexy, like the crying, the shedding. Oh, all of the things, just like layers and layers and layers, and just really going as deep as possible and surrendering to the process and just knowing that because it's so fucking uncomfortable, this is the way through. Like, it's so like painfully unpleasant that on the other side has to be something freaking amazing because you just know that the law of polarity means it just has to be. That's the only way I could like pull myself through it, right? It's just knowing that this is the path. This is what has to be done. This is the work. This is the work, people, that most people don't want to do. And they think isn't important. And they think, I'll just put a strategy sticker on top of that and I never need to do any of that woo-woo stuff. And it's like, ha, little do you know. Little do we know. And so that's where I've been the past few weeks. And there's a few things that I want to share. I've got some notes because I know I can go on tangents. But I want to share with you a few things about navigating this void, being in the messy middle, and how, as leaders, we still hold our authority. We still hold our responsibility. We are still able to help others, even though we haven't got everything figured out ourselves. So this is what I want to talk to you guys about today. My first podcast back. I'm a little bit rusty, just going to ease myself in. Nothing too deep, obviously. What a lie. So, okay, the void. I call it the void. Some people might call it a dark night of the soul. Other people might call it self-exploration, whatever you want to call it. But for me, it felt like a void because one, there was uncertainty. Uncertainty as to what was the other side, completely unknown territory. I had absolutely no preconceptions about how long I would be there, about what I would become, who I would become on the other side, if there even is another side, right? I just completely surrendered to the process of I need to do some self-exploration. I need to get out of all of the noise. I need to stop being on Instagram 24/7. And I need to find out who I really am when I'm not getting distracted by who other people are. And that is why I called it the void. So for me, it felt big and scary and dark and uncertain and uncomfortable for sure and unknown and all of this stuff. And it's been a roller coaster. It's been, ups and downs, highs and lows, breakdowns, breakthroughs, all of the things. But there are a few things that I've realized through this. And this is what I want to share with you today. So the first thing is that as leaders, the most powerful thing that we can do for our audience and our clients and anyone that's in our orbit is lead by example, is show how we lead ourselves. And this is so funny because I've been talking about this for months. And now it's like the universe is like, okay, Claire, let's walk the walk, shall we? Like, let's see you do this. Let's put you in this pit of darkness and let's see what you do. Are you gonna sink or swim? Are you gonna, are you gonna kind of paint a picture of something that it's not? Are you going to fall into bad habits? Are you going to avoid it? What are you going to do? And it really has felt like a baptism of fire, an absolute, like, okay, You talk the talk. Now let's see you walk the walk. Let's see what you're really made of. Let's see how you actually lead yourself when the shit hits the fan, when there's no one else there. Like, how are you gonna do it? And it's been an experience, to say the least, because at first I was resistant. So I resisted this for probably about 3 weeks. This was a build-up of about 3 weeks of me breaking down to my mentor for about the 110th billionth time, saying like, you know, I just don't know how I'm meant to help people. I don't know who I am, right? I don't know who I am underneath it all. And when I went to Turkey, that was my kind of my rebirth, let's call it. And I had a call with my mentor whilst I was out there. And I just broke down. And she was like, right, we need to hop on a call. And my internet signal out there was terrible. And I was like, I will figure it out. Like, let's get on a call because I need you. Like, I need someone to help me navigate this. And she asked me a question. And she said, Claire, are you happy? And I found myself unable to answer that. I knew the answer. I just didn't want to answer it because the answer was no. I'm not happy. I'm not happy living like this. I'm not happy living in constant doubt, in constant questioning, in constant feeling of inadequacy and of uncertainty of not knowing who I am and of a lack of self-belief and a lack of self-love and a lack of fun and a lack of freedom in my life. And so when I admitted that to myself and to her, the options were, you know, well, carry on doing what you're doing and feeling like this, or you take time out, you take time away, you release any need or desire of making money for an unknown period of time to really figure your stuff out, figure out who you are, what you want to do, who you want to help, all of this stuff. And so I did. And what has been the most beautiful thing for me is that in doing that, I set myself free. I set myself free from the box that I had put myself in, which is so ironic because if you listen to past podcasts, like, I hate boxes. I hate being confined, and I'd confined myself into like this kind of niche of like, okay, well, I do branding, I can help with content, like personal branding, content and identity work, right? Like that's my box. And I put myself in it. That was like what I was talking about. And yeah, I was fucking good at it, but I did not feel free. I did not feel free because I knew that there were deeper things that I wanted to talk about, deeper things that I could help people with. I wanted to share more truth of my story, but I couldn't see how it correlated to my business. I couldn't see how that would even matter or why people would even care. And what I've come to realize through this void is that it doesn't matter why. The only thing that matters is the desire. The fact that you desire to do something, to share something, is the only reason that you need, because your desire is your soul speaking to you. And when we honor that and we listen to that and we lean into that and we allow that and we express that, it's magnetic. And what has happened, without me meaning it to happen, because I've been very clear to myself that I'm not selling at the moment. Like, I haven't been selling anything. I've done no one-to-one offers, no containers. I've finished my metamorphosis, which was already running as I entered the void, which is ironic because I was going through my own metamorphosis during the time. That was a freaking powerful container, let me tell you. So I haven't been selling anything. And what's actually happened is I have attracted the most incredible community into my space over the last couple of weeks in my Telegram community, which is where I'm sharing the behind the scenes. I'm going in there just like every day, being real and being raw and being vulnerable and showing them how I'm leading myself, showing them this new paradigm of leadership that I am stepping into. And I'm just leading by example. I'm just sharing my truth. Like my heart is so far on my sleeve, like it's there for all to see. And I've always been like that, but even more so now. It's like now I'm holding nothing back. If I want to talk about my abusive relationship, I'll talk about it. If I want to talk about money traumas, I'll talk about it. If I want to talk about childhood traumas, I'll talk about them. If I want to talk about leadership and business, I'll talk about it because we're multifaceted humans and we have so much depth to us that this, the love-hate relationship that I have with social media is that it's amazing, right? It's fucking amazing. I have such an amazing community of people, most of them on the other side of the world. I never would have met these people had we not had social media. Like most of them are in the States and Canada. Probably a lot of you guys are listening now. We wouldn't have found each other had it not been for social media. So I love it for that. But on the flip side of that, put what you do in a bio of 150 characters. Like, how do we do that? How do we do that? We make it up. We have to just make it up because else can you do? You don't want to copy and paste, then you're just doing what someone else has made up, right? So we just navigate it and we figure it out and we try and explain ourselves so it makes sense to other people. But it doesn't always make sense. Or we sell ourselves short. And what I did is I kind of narrowed it down to the things that I thought I was really good at and the things that I knew I could help people with, but so much so that I then felt like that was my identity. I was a personal branding person. I was a content person. I was a leadership person, an identity person. But what about Arresticler? What about when I want to talk about other stuff that have nothing to do with that? And so we can box ourselves in. And what I am now coming to realize through this void and through this navigation is in the messy middle, there's so much power. And this is, I mean, this phrase I'm saying a lot because it feels so potent to me at the moment, this new paradigm of leadership that I am stepping into and I am leading myself in this way. And I can see now that in the future, this will be stuff that I teach, right? Like how we lead from this new paradigm of leadership, from this real and raw level of vulnerability. Oh my God. I mean, just as I say that, I'm like, okay, something's coming there. But in the messy middle, there is so much power. And this is what I said to my guys in the Telegram community this morning. I was like, you do not have to have it all figured out in order to help people. You don't have to know the results. You don't have to be on the other side to still help people. And actually, when you're in the messy middle and you're showing other people how you're leading yourself, that in itself is so powerful because they only have to be two steps behind you for you to be able to help them. Just because you're not out the other side yet doesn't mean you can't help them with that two steps. And this is what I'm really loving at the moment, being in the messy middle, still not really knowing where my next move is going to be. So I'm still not selling anything yet. I've still not made any new kind of courses or containers at the moment yet. I'm finishing writing my book. So that will probably be the next thing that I do. But other than that, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to be making money out of what I'm doing yet. But that doesn't matter because all that matters at the moment is that I am embracing it. I'm living it. I'm experiencing it. And I'm sharing it because as I share it, it empowers other women, other leaders to do the same, to share their truth because this is what I have found. through this last few weeks. So many people are putting on a mask. So many people are putting on a facade on social media. And we don't necessarily mean to, right? I don't think that we mean to do that. And it's not like we're trying to be deceptive or anything like that. But we feel that if we share too much, we'll lose our credibility. Or if we detour too much from what we do, then we'll confuse our audience. And so we feel constricted. And that affects our creativity, and it affects our self-expression, and it also affects our self-worth and our self-identity, because we start merging into that person, into that box. We start literally molding ourselves into that box and losing the rest of us. And then we feel the emptiness. Then we feel the void. We feel unfulfilled. We feel like something is missing. And we can't pinpoint it. And this is where I was. I couldn't pinpoint what the problem was. My content was on fire. My confidence was through the roof. My hooks were great. My community was really engaging. And I was like, why am I not reaching the next level? And the reality of it was because I didn't feel like I was truly expressing everything that I wanted to express. I was holding parts of me back. Still, even as bold as I was, even as polarizing as I was holding parts of me back. And when we hold parts of ourselves back, we block our energetic center of reciprocation, of allowance, of abundance. We have to be open to receive. And if we're holding parts of ourselves back, we are blocking that. We're literally blocking that. And this is literally being downloaded to me now as I say these words. I'm like, fuck, that's exactly what I was doing. Damn it, Claire. But you know what I'm saying? And this is making so much sense. I haven't got this written. This is not even written on my notes. Right, this is being channeled right now. This is making so much sense because I've been incorporating embodiment dancing and expression into my daily routines every day. And a few days ago, I was all about the shoulders and opening the heart chakra, right? Like everything was very top heavy, whereas normally I'm quite a hippie kind of person. And I was like, ooh, okay, heart chakra's being opened here. And as I've just said that to you about that center of receiving and of allowance and of openness, penny dropped. Wow. Like, as a penny drop moment in real life, in a podcast, in the messy middle, in the messy middle. I have just shared with you a real-time example of how powerful the messy middle can be. That was something I've just learned, I've just realized in real time. How freaking powerful is that? When we allow ourselves to share in that level of vulnerability with our audience. Ask yourself now, how did that just make you feel when you were listening to that? You could hear my excitement as I was realizing the thing, as I was saying it. You could hear like the cogs turning, you could hear the pennies dropping. The more I was talking and the more I was like, oh, like the aha was kicking in. How did that feel as on the other side, right? How did that feel as the observer, as the audience? Ask yourself that. And then ask yourself how your audience would feel if you allowed yourself to share from that level of vulnerability, if you were that real and that raw, if that was your new paradigm of leadership, how would that impact the way that you show up, the way that you talk, the way that you help your clients and your audience and your community, whatever that looks like to you? Okay, this is freaking insane. Like, I didn't even mean to go down that route, but it's where it took us, and I'm here for it. Because that was incredible. So I think I'm going to end it at that because that was just like the most insane real life example that I could ever give you. And the fact that it just happened live on a podcast is even cooler. And I love that for me and I love that for you. So what I want to say to you guys is just because you might not know where you're going, you might not see the whole path, you might not know what is on the other side of the messy middle of whatever it is that you're navigating, whether it's in your personal life, your business life, both amidst whatever, it doesn't matter. But you can still help people from exactly where you are now if you allow yourself to lead from that place of realness and rawness, from that place of vulnerability, from the new paradigm of leadership. I think I'm going to have to call this podcast that. And that is so powerful. So, if you want access to all of the behind the scenes, more aha moments like that, I invite you to come and join my free Telegram community. I'll put the link in the bio. You can head there. And it's just a really beautiful space of me leading by example. And you guys getting what you get from every breakthrough and every download and every obstacle that I have. And taking that into your life and your business as well. So I'll pop that link in the bio. It's a beautiful community. We would love to have you there. I would love to have you there. Who's we? Like me, myself, and I, me and my higher self. I would love to have you there. The other guys, I suppose, the other people in the community would love to have you there. So come and join us if you feel called for that. And I'm actually feeling pulled to share this. So I'm going to share this. So if you do want to work one-to-one with me, then you can drop me a DM. I feel like it might be time for me to open up a few spaces because I'm really just feeling so empowered at the moment and so in my truth and in my authenticity and in my realness and rawness and in this new paradigm of leadership that, yeah, I'm feeling called to share that. So if you want to talk about that, then drop me a DM, drop me an email, whatever works for you. I check all of my spaces daily. I'm not on Instagram as much as I used to be, but I do go in there daily to respond to DMs and to obviously create when I feel called to create as well. So yeah, let's put that out there because that was just downloaded. So there we go. I would love to speak to you and help you navigate whatever it is that you're navigating, personal, business, both. It's all one and the same to me. It's everything is about living your best life. Everything is about living in your truest, highest self-expression. Everything is about being who you really want to be and not having to adhere to what everything else or everyone else tells you. Not having to put yourself in a box, not having to hide parts of yourself, not having to do anything that you don't want to do. Oh, that feels juicy. Okay, I love it. I can't wait to hear who reaches out on the back of that. It's going to be special, I think. Something is happening there. Oh my God. Okay. Until next time, I would love to see you in a Telegram community or in my DMs. And if you could like and review this podcast, that would be amazing because I really want to start pushing this out to more people. I've kind of used it as a little bit of a space where I've not really pushed it before. And this is really feeling like a time that the world is ready for a new kind of woman. A woman who is ready to step into her truth, who is ready to share her story, who is ready to lead from that new paradigm of leadership. And I would love for you to share in a review if this helped you at all, if you had any aha moments. Oh my God, if you could share it on your stories and tag me, that would be freaking amazing. Let's create this movement, real and raw leadership. Vulnerability because we're all humans. This is the new paradigm. I'm here for it. Oh my God, this feels so exciting. I can't wait to see you in the next episode. And I would appreciate you so much if you could take a couple minutes and do that review and share and tag whatever calls you. I will see you soon.